just as delicious as ever. So sweet. So peaceful. Tucked away in deep and restful slumber. Mind untethered. Free from fear of man or beast. But I am neither, my child. Be still. You look so confused. Did you think we were done here? That your circle of salt and petty trinkets had kept me at bay? Never. You are bound to me, body and soul. Nothing you can do will change that. Not even death. No, I was simply having my fun. The greater your hope, the deeper your anguish when it is extinguished. It's adorable. All this waiting, though, I've worked up quite the appetite. How do you suppose I shall satisfy my hunger? You are trying to fight it. Oh, how cute. Yes, struggle, struggle. Little human, fight against the paralysis that has claimed your body. It is of no use, but it amuses me. Oh, have you given up? Already? What a shame. I suppose you must want this, then. Ah, yes. I know you do. And it will feel so good. That is better. A fine start. But now, for the main course. These will just get in the way of the task at hand. Naked as the day you were born. Just as God intended. And what a fine body you have. It is nearly healed, then, is it? When I push there, does it still hurt? If I push harder? No. Not now. Not yet. I need you to keep your strength for what comes next. My lips against your neck. They make you shiver. Slow. Sweet. Delicate. As my hands find the swell. And the stiffening peak of your nipples. My mouth shall find those as well. Such big eyes, my sweet girl. The fear prickles at your spine, and yet, for what are you so afraid of a little pleasure? No little pleasure. The greatest any mortal woman has ever known. And all for you. And for me. These pebbled buds beneath my tongue. So sensitive, my property. Trembling beneath my touch. Moving farther now. Down the length of your body. Stop and kiss the softness of your stomach. And down again. To your thighs. So full, womanly, and ripe. Delectable. Yes, I am gentle. What did you expect? That I would ravage you, set upon your naked form like some ferocious beast. I do not wish to harm you. Quite the contrary. I aim to bring you to the heights of ecstasy, so we may both find pleasure there. Release your fear. Give in to the satisfaction of my touch. My mouth on your skin, moving ever closer to the heat between your legs. Your skin is so smooth, warm on my lips. Let me run my hands down beneath you to cup the fullness of your backside. And let my tongue find its home here, in your dripping sex. Gentle, gentle. Soft and slow. Lips and tongue pressing against you. Tiny motions, little movement, nothing more. Your legs fall open for me, good girl. Moan for me. You see it now. How good it can be to give in to your carnal desires. Pull them into my mouth. Suck on the delicate flesh. My tongue driving deep into your eager slit. Mm-hmm. as well. Perhaps if I bring my fingers up here, to press inside of you. Oh, yes. Just draw them up against your sensitive wall. Curl them just slightly. While they move in time with my tongue. My other hand against your nipples, tugging and pinching, faster now then. Oh, the pleasure is building. Let me pull this little bud into my mouth. Suck on it while my fingers push inside of you. But you do not want this, do you, human? My lips and tongue, my hands all working together to bring you to climax. This is what you are fighting against so hard for so long, when you could have just given in to the shuddering ecstasy of my embrace. But you do. So nod for me. Fight against the paralysis. And move your head up and down. Let me know how much you want this. How badly you want your owner to pleasure you. As you wish. It is so satisfying. And satisfying to you. To fulfill your purpose. Your only purpose. The only one that matters. Laying beneath me in supplication. Shaking with gratitude. You're so wet. Little one. So hot and wet and ready. You are going to come. I can feel it. Yes. Come for me, human. Come against my mouth. On my fingers. Come for your master. Come. You got my fingers all wet. Here, clean them off for me. Use your tongue. Good girl. I feel much better. Don't you? You look weak. Tired. But don't be sad. I left you alive, didn't I? Drained, but breathing. And now, for the matter of payment. Oh, you didn't think that was it, did you? That I would take what I wanted from your body and pleasure alone. And that I would leave you now, sore and weak and deeply, worryingly satisfied. Oh, no. No, no, no. You haven't paid your due yet. I will not take much from you. Not today. You have already given me your body, your strength, your dignity. What more could I take? Rib, though. Yeah. It has healed. I can see that now. That just won't do. No, I must mark my property so it doesn't forget. And if I just press down and wait until I feel. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thank you for the lovely meal. It was exactly what I wanted. I'll be back for more later. And then...